Yes, you are listening to the Ready, Set, Retire radio podcast with Steve Anzoni. My name is Jessica Forkel. Get more details on the website at fairwayfinancial.net. Question here. What's the one thing, Steve, that we must fill out and send to our friends at the government by April 15th? I know that you know the answer here. What do you think it is?
Return.
Of course. Yes, the tax return. Well, you think everybody knows that's common sense, right? It's been, you know, the tale as old as time. Well, unfortunately, not for this guy. He was recently on Judy Justice with, you know, the famous Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He apparently didn't get the memo about the whole tax return thing. Listen to this.
I'm asking you how much you reported your gross income was when you filed your tax returns in April.
They come automatically is what I'm saying. I didn't file them. They're paid for and filed automatically by the company that distributes my royalties.
So is what you're saying you didn't file tax returns in April?
I assume that they're filed automatically through this company that pays me.
Mr. Lefkowitz, when was the last time you put a stamp on tax returns that you sent to the government?
I do not know. I've never filed through that. I just assumed that it was already taken care of in that way.
You assumed wrong.
What is going on?
God.
What is happening in the world? This guy's just like, someone's taking care of my taxes, like, no big deal.
If someone, like a royalty check, obviously, is a renewal check on something he's done in the past. So
sure.
It's almost like being self-employed, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
When you're self-employed and you get paid, I mean, I'm sorry, but your taxes don't automatically get filed. Like, what
they
is
do not.
Up with this guy?
They do not. So if
Seriously.
You're out there thinking like him, think again, because it won't be long before Uncle Sam is banging on your door. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
You
assuming,
know,
yeah. Assuming and the IRS do not
don't go together.
Go hand in hand.
Not at
Very
all.
Bad.
Not
Very
at all.
Bad.
And honestly, we should all know well enough. The government's not doing anything honestly, to help us. Why would the government ever go, oh, let's just take care of this for the people? No. They're banking on you either A, not doing it like this dude, or screwing it up. And then, they're in the favor anyway. But anyway, I digress here. You know, filling out a tax return is, you know, the extent of what most know about taxes. You fill it out, you turn it in, the end.
There's a saying, it's a famous judge from way back in time. And I don't know why I still remember this, but the quote was, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Not that every man knows the law, but 'tis an excuse every man shall plead. And it holds true today as it done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a very famous person said that. I don't remember the name, but
he was on to something.
He certainly was. But oh my
Clearly.
God, can you imagine? Well, I get paid royalties and I just assumed that the company who's paying me royalties will file my tax return.
Mm-mm.
You
Mm-mm.
have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
well,
look,
listen, people are ignorant sometimes when it comes to taxes. Let's be honest, it's complicated.
I mean,
we think we fill out the form, that's it.
I'm in business and I get it. And I know a few local companies who, you know, maybe are a year behind on their tax returns. And that's not unusual for businesses to file for extensions and things like that. But man, I mean, to just assume and play dumb, which I think what this gentleman was doing, and by the way, he does a very good job of it. No, that's not the case. I mean, the proactive case, of course, is to understand that, listen, this is how the world works. And if you get paid as an employee as a W-2, then your taxes are withheld for you. But obviously, as you people know out there, you still got to file a return. Typically, if the taxes are withheld for you, you're in good shape. You just file, and usually you either get a small refund or, you know, you're within $1,000 of where you need to be, and it's not too bad. And if you're self-employed, you folks listening out there know that you've got to pay quarterlies, which are always a good time. And, you know, it's always hard to predict because, you know, businesses ebb and flow, right? There are good seasons, there are slow seasons. And you have to, that's why they're called estimates. And you need to make estimates, you know, based on what you did last year, at least in that range. Because if you underestimate, the IRS is going to slap you pretty hard for that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get hurt overestimating. You really just lose the, opportunity of your money. You'll get it back later. But, you know, whatever, it's probably better situation to be in. Or if you owe a manageable amount that doesn't get you in trouble, that you've complied with everything else, right? Like I was speaking with someone recently and, you know, everybody, you know, especially businesses, were trying to figure out, all right, what's the deal here with taxes and everything else in this state? I mean, look, Mass is not the most tax-friendly state in the country. Let's face it, it is what it is. But I love to be here. My family's close. And so you pay a price for that. You pay a price for everything, really, in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting, and this gentleman has done very well for himself. Matter of fact, he doesn't even need the required minimum distributions. How's that for a problem?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so we talked, and I said, did you know that you could take your required minimum distributions, RMDs, and yes, you have to report the income, but after that, you can hand it over to a special trust, and that trust will purchase a very, very large tax-free life insurance policy in this case, so that when you die and your spouse dies, and it's going to happen, okay, all that money goes directly to your kids with no federal tax, no state tax, and no death tax. And he's like, what? I'm like, look, the last thing in the world you want to do is to leave a huge IRA to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That is the highest taxable asset that you will ever own. Okay, you're going to pay federal tax. You're going to pay state tax. You're going to pay mass death tax. You're going to pay three or four different taxes on it. And the way the law reads now, your kids have to take it all within 10 years. They can't even stretch it out over their lifetime like they used to. So I said to him, look, spend this money while you're living, okay? The ultimate estate plan is to die with a buck in your IRA and having millions and millions of dollars tax-free to leave behind. Because that way there, you disinherit the IRS. Who doesn't like that word out there? Legally disinherit the IRS from your estate. How's that? Okay. So he was just blown away by it. And I showed him an unbelievable way with today's high interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ready for this? We'll keep going.
I'm ready. Yeah.
So we're going to take a piece of the IRA, and we're talking, you know, $3-4 million here. We're going to take a piece of it. We're going to put it into an account that's going to be guaranteed at 7 point, let's see, at his age, joint guaranteed payout of 7.35%, I think it was.
Yeah.
All right. He's not even 70 yet, and his wife's younger. And he's still getting that high of a payout guaranteed for life on that money. For life.
That's huge.
Tell me about it.
That's huge. And game changer.
Huge. And then we're going to use the net amount of what that generates to purchase this very special estate planning policy that is not even owned by him, okay? We don't want him to take ownership of it,
mm-hmm.
so we have a special trust own it. But it's really amazing. And by the way, this is nothing new out there. This has been around for, I don't know, 100 years? This is nothing new. This is just simple, straightforward leverage on your money, okay? Taking a small pile and making it worth a much larger tax-free pile. And it's all guaranteed. So look, if you're out there wondering, where can I put my money other than the market or this risk or that fund or this account, and it's all subject to taxes? Give me a call. We should have a conversation about this and figure out ways that you can move money around and make it tax-free.
Get more details on the website fairwayfinancial.net. That's fairwayfinancial.net.
Stephen Anzoni is a licensed insurance provider by the Division of Insurance and is not registered as an investment advisor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. does not give investment, tax, or legal advice. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Massachusetts Insurance License 172-2314.